So any for those of you with questions, please raise your hands.
それでは、前から2列目の方、お願い。
Yes, the person in the second row, please. Thank you very much. Harada from Nihon Keizai Shimbun. The non-contact IC service, including e-money, I think there are five types. Now, in your case, you have handsets. It's very difficult to see how ID can be utilized. It's very difficult for consumers. But can you talk about commonization of handsets? What is your position regarding potential commonization of the handsets to accommodate these services? The second question, in conventional credit card business, issuing is not a lucrative business. That is the popular consensus of the Japanese credit card industry. You have to be involved in cashing, generate income from interest rate. So can you talk about loan businesses and cashing services going forward? Thank you. As far as common handsets are concerned or common terminals are concerned, as you are aware, with JR, with Suica, I think it was yesterday which was announced, but a common handset or common terminal will be coming out in January of next year. So therefore, we are working in conjunction with JR from the first stage. As far as other payment methods are concerned, if there is need from the merchants, we would like to very actively accommodate those demands and requirements. However, the finalized project is with JR, Suica, and ID. In the case of cashing and loan businesses, we are going to be issuing credit cards to some customers. And for those customers, they'll be able to receive conventional credit card services, including cashing and including loans. So therefore, that part of the revenue will actually be flowing into Docomo.
よろしいでしょうか?はい。
Did that answer your question? All right. Then any other questions? The person in the middle, please. Kamio, I'm a journalist here. I have two questions. First of all, regarding this service you announced, I think it is easy to start using this service. You have talked about the pre-installed application, FCO2702. I think it's available in the metropolitan areas. Because of this, the voluminous 80 ID and Suica, I don't really think that people have a lot of room in their cellular phones to install additional applications. How do you think about that issue? That's one. And online application, it has been made very easy to submit the application. I can sympathize with that, but for those customers who cannot download applications, who cannot do all the setups, I think some of the users cannot do that. Are you going to actually accept the paper applications? In that case, regarding those Docomo shops, are you going to use Docomo shops as a part of the sales channel? First of all, about the pre-installment, or pre-installed applications. Some users, yes, they cannot install all of the applications. Yes, that's right. But in the second half of this year, when the new handsets will be launched, we are planning to increase the capacity. So I think this problem will be solved. Of course, even when the capacity is increased, there is a certain limit. That's true. But as we look at how these are used, one method or two methodologies, many of the users are using one methodology or two methodologies. For general users, I don't really think they have to worry about this capacity. But of course, heavy users, they seem to be concerned. So we're planning to increase the capacity, but it's related to the chip, so it cannot be done overnight. We need a little bit of time, but within this fiscal year, we want to do that. What was the other issue? The paper application, are you going to accept the paper applications? DCMX Mini, yes, they can send the application at the shop, but for the, and also DCMX, yes, they can do that, but for both of them, they use the internet web. So we have some variations. So Docomo shops will be included. Regarding DCMX Mini, yes, they can send an application via Docomo shop. And also, they can fill out the form for DCMX at the shop.
Other questions? Yes, the person in the front, please. Please wait for the microphone. Hara from EE Times. The overall business model design, When we take a look at your business model, I don't know how you can coexist with other Japanese credit card businesses. In other words, to the contrary, if your services were to spread throughout Japan, then other domestic credit card companies, well, I should say credit card companies in Japan, don't you think that you'll be eliminating them? You'll be pushing them out of the business? That is not possible. That will never be the case. Let me explain. Because there's so much potential in the marketplace. I talked about at the outset the tremendous room for growth. We have 57 trillion yen for small purchase market, and the credit card purchase only accounts for 9% of the total expenditure in Japan. And we believe that there is room for doubling of this market size, or it could even be several times fold. So when we consider this, there is no possibility that one single company can monopolize the market. We're starting from scratch. And we are now providing ID platform. And the credit card businesses or credit card companies that make use of ID platform is benefiting. So therefore, the existing credit card companies, they will be able to benefit because NTT began to launch this service. And for example, in the case of DC MX Mini, what about existing companies such as DCB? Can they launch the same service? Well, DC MX Mini is a service for Docomo subscribers. We are providing 10,000 yen credit limit. No, I understand that. So maybe not under the title of DC MX Mini, but maybe like JCB Mini. Can they do the same? Yes, of course they can. Yes, absolutely. So they can follow the same business model? Yes, absolutely. However, it's just a matter of application. Because they're credit card holders, there's no need for them to convert to JCB Mini, for example. But they can a small purchase? Yes, that's a possibility. If they use the ID platform, then at shops where DCMX Mini is being utilized, Mitsui Sumitomo card users who subscribe to ID services, they can all use the service at outlets that accommodate DCMX Mini. So therefore, the so-called cannibalization is not going to occur. Actually, we're actually sharing the same common platform, common infrastructure, and the credit card companies can utilize these services, and they can use this under the brand Mitsui Sumitomo card or under Sezen card and so forth. So that's the makeup of the service. The reason why I pose this question, well, JCB is the largest credit card company in terms of subscribers or cardholders in Japan, but there doesn't seem to be much room for coexistence with JCB because it's the largest player. Well, what we are aspiring to do is to expand the small purchase infrastructure so we're able to see eye to eye. Well, JCB may have a different specification. So are we going to aspire for a common platform, or are we going to seek a different path? This is something which must be discussed from this point onwards. But the potential of the market is so large. Even I think after the first phase, it would be better and much quicker for everybody involved if we were to share the same common platform. Thank you.
Excuse me. Sorry. Now we would like to entertain the last question. Next will be the last question. Anybody? Please. Person in the edge who raised hand, the first. Bloomberg News, Matsuda. Mr. Natsuno, your energetic presentation was impressive. Now, in the first business year, regarding DCMX Mini and DCMX, for each, what's your target? What's the number of the target? I'm pretty sure you asked that question knowingly. At the moment, this is something that I cannot disclose, but with the speed that is similar to iMode, well, you probably know that I'm not allowed to actually answer these questions, as you already know. At the time of iMode, we achieved a certain number. In the case of OSIF gate, I feel like enabled the gate, people tried to stop me, and then I said, as fast as iMode, we want to do that. Now, this time, and at the time of iMode, we had a certain target. Now, the similar to that iMode target is what I would like to see as a target for this. Within 3 years, 10 million users within 3 years. That was the initial objective of iMode, setting aside whether we could reach that deal. That's the speed with which we would like to penetrate the market. In the case of iMode, we were actually faster, but this is a credit financial service. 10 million users
the credit card business involving about 10 million users. By spending several years, we would like to grow this business to that. This year's objective, next fiscal year's objective, those are the numbers that I cannot disclose. So combined with DCMX Mini and DCMX combined, yes. In terms of the ratio between the two, Mini is larger. Yes, I think the Mini users will be larger than DCMX users. Second question about profitability model. And I'm talking about DCMX. Just like ordinary credit cards, there will be the user annual fee for DCMX. Oh, I forgot to mention this. Yes, the annual fee, it will be charged to user. Just like the ordinary credit cards, there are various measures to make it free. For instance, regarding the first business year, what are we going to do? Those are not decided yet. But just like credit card, yes, we have already set the annual charge. Now, my last question.
A similar question. By launching this type of service, how are you going to coordinate your relationship with other financial institutions? Were able to have a good coordination. Didn't you have any conflicts? Well, in launching DCMX service, did you need to make adjustments in coordination with other financial institutions? Well, actually, because the size of the potential market is so large, that's not been the case. When we talked about ID, for example, we had a 34% equity stake in Mitsui Sumitomo Card. And from that point, we said that Docomo is considering its own issuance business. And this was about a year ago when we made an equity stake in Mitsui Sumitomo Card. So we've been talking about this since a year ago. And also the potential competitors, you may perceive some of these as potential competitors, but we do not see them as potential competitors because one single card cannot satisfy the requirements of all the subscribers. And in terms of the total cards issued, it reached about 200 million out of a population of 127 million. So therefore, it means that the cardholders are actually holding multiple cards. So therefore, we're offering a new usage of credit cards as a launch of, as a result of launching this service. So therefore, we believe that we are not offering a similar service to other credit card businesses, because if that were the case, we cannot explore uncharted waters. We're offering something which is easy to understand, something which is easy to install. So I think the financial institutions will appreciate this. And Mitsui Sumitomo Card, UC, Sesam Card, Aeon Credit, these card companies, they are actually on board this scheme as ID service. So therefore, rather than focus on that particular issue, I think it's better that we should expand the market. This will win the understanding on the part of the credit card companies. Are you going to be generating new services then? Are you going to be launching new services then? Well, as is the case with mobile phones and as is the case with credit card businesses, I think on a daily basis, new services are being launched. So therefore, going forward, we'll be trying to converge telecommunications and finance so that we'll be able to invigorate the marketplace. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Since it's time, we would like to conclude the question and answer session. Thank you very much for your cooperation.